Welcome to the WireX Weekly Crypto Podcast, where we dive into engaging conversations with experts, thought leaders, and innovators, and I'm your host, Liana. It gives me great pleasure to introduce our guest for today's podcast episode, Daria Krasnova, Senior Editor at Be In Crypto. Welcome, Daria.
Hi there.
Thanks for inviting me, Liana. Great honor. Let me introduce Be In Crypto briefly. We're one of the largest crypto-related media outlets in the world, and at the moment we cover all things Web3 in 20 languages, so we're kind of huge. We work with many different formats, from news to long reads and interviews, so of course I'll do my best to share my experience in this field. Yeah, that's brilliant. And you know what? Like, you are the best person to share your insights, right? As we're talking about crypto journalism. And we'll discuss like how news coverage influences public perception of crypto, the common mistakes journalists make, and fact-checking strategies, and more. But before we dive into all of that, Daria, could you maybe tell us about your professional background a bit more?
Well, yeah, shopping. I'm a veteran here. I've been working in media for over 8 years now, so I've had enough time to try both freelancer role and employee role and choose the one that suits me the best. My current portfolio includes both startups and big companies, like several fintech projects, stock exchanges, crypto exchanges, ETF providers, and so on. So in recent years, I've focused exclusively on blockchain and all things Web3, and here I am.
Amazing. How does news coverage about cryptocurrencies affect what people think about them?
Well, it works absolutely the same way as any other different field. Whether or not, the media still has huge power over people's minds. So we're also in the phase right now where cryptocurrency becomes really mainstream. So of course, the news coverage can influence the way people think about this or that project, or even the whole industry. Same applies for big social media channels in Telegram, Discord, and so on. So we have to be very accurate with everything we do.
Yeah, because, like, you know, the media has been a huge influence in shaping our perceptions and perspectives and thoughts, right? What are some mistakes journalists can make when they write about crypto?
Ah, a good one. As far as I can see, there are a few very common things, especially it comes to aspiring journalists, but sometimes even the more experienced ones do it. First of all, fact-checking. Fact-checking in our field is basically everything. I do understand that covering a topic as fast as possible, it's very important because we all fight for the attention of audience. But the crypto space, you probably do know it, and our listeners do know it as well. The crypto space is filled with hype and many speculations. So don't trust, verify rule also applies perfectly to our work. I think we really have to be responsible of what we cover and not just simply fact check, but double and even triple check everything.
I was going to ask, you know, what strategies do journalists employ to fact-check information and verify the credibility of sources when reporting on cryptocurrencies?
The most known one is cross-verification. We typically cross-check facts with multiple sources or with industry experts who are basically a huge source of knowledge, or the project team members and so. But here's a very important thing. We have to, first of all, we have to verify the credibility of the source itself. So we have to check the source's past statements, the reputation in the field, and the professional background, basically everything. So LinkedIn profiles, publications, any other credentials that can help. Then it comes to checking the information, the technical ones, such as, like, I don't know, transaction time or size or wallet address. There are several platforms, the data providers. And in my opinion, it's very crucial for the crypto journalist to know how to use it, of course. And we at Be In Crypto provide these kind of tools for our writers and make sure they know how to use it. So how do reporters stay fair and honest when they talk about digital money? How do they stay objective, you know, on what they're reporting?
It's a hard one. You know, we all have like favorite projects and favorite persons in the field, but if you can't be straightforward, if you can't just provide the facts, you shouldn't be there in media. You should, I don't know, like it can sound a bit rude, but I'd say go create your own blog and share your personal opinion there. So if something happens, no matter good or bad, journalists have to cover it as impartially as possible.
Yeah, I love your view on that, you know, because we can be so biased sometimes, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, everyone has like their favorite persons in the space. Like I follow many projects, I follow many big names, but yeah, if they'll do something shady or bad, yeah, we'll have to cover it for sure.
Yeah.
Not try to bleach their reputation.
I know. And to stay objective is so difficult sometimes, right? You know, especially when you do have a favorite, you know, like company or whatever. How do journalists ensure that their reporting on cryptocurrencies remain accessible to readers with different levels of knowledge on the subject?
First of all, journalists have to know the audience. So it's quite clear what different media outlets write for a different audience and different reader portraits. So it would be quite weird to write deeply technical things if most of your readers are newbies on the market, right? So it's always a good idea to find some sort of balance. For example, to explain some key concepts, to provide a quick overview. It can help to set the stage for more detailed discussions later in the article or in the video or whatever. So again, we at Being Crypto have a huge library of learning articles, and we add the new materials there like on a weekly basis. So we want to make sure our readers can find an explanation of this and that in just one click. Also, context and background. As journalists, we follow the whole storyline for this project, for example, that project, or I don't know, like SBF case. So, but people don't do it. So we have to explain what's going on here, even if it will force us to dig a bit deeper into this history. What else? I'd say visual aids also help a lot. Graphs, charts, illustrations, whatever. It allows to demystify the complex concepts and make the material like way more structured and easier to read.
Yeah, I love the fact that you mentioned visual aids, because, you know, people have different ways of learning things, right? And, you know, and I've heard this so many times, people asking to explain, you know, a concept like, you know, so that you can understand it like a 5-year-old. And I think that's a really good rule to have. If you can explain it to a 5-year-old, you're good.
Yeah, sure thing. But honestly, again, we have to find some sort of balance, because some part of the audience can be really offended if the journalists are starting to explaining things like they're like kids. But after all, like a bit of simplifying like never killed nobody.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think news stories that hype up cryptocurrencies too much can mess with the market?
I don't know. I can't name a media here, but we all remember what happened after fake news or the ETF launch happened, right? So it forced a huge market crash. So of course it can happen again and again and again. And the problem is, the bigger and better known the media, the greater the damage will be done.
Right. And how do reporters handle complicated topics like law and regulations related to cryptocurrencies?
This is the boring part for most writers, right? I mean, it's not as exciting as covering
you should coin with 1,000% gains or something like that. But we have to admit that regulations are here to stay. So we have to do it anyways. But what should we do here is to stay updated on statements and regulations from relevant authorities. So we have to follow CEC and other ones. Also, having a couple of trusted lawyers who can provide comments on regulatory topics is also a very good idea. From the writing point, the main task here is just to deliver the information in a way that is understandable from the first reading and to stay away from complicating everything. So just make sure people will understand what they can do, what they cannot do, and they don't break the law about their actions.
Yeah, I can imagine that it's pretty complex as well, you know, with law and regulations around the world, right? So does what reporters say affect how people invest in cryptocurrencies? Do they have that power?
Yeah. Again, it depends. The bigger and better known the media, the greater the effect will be. As an example, look what's happening now in the United States with all the Bitcoin ETF and holding frenzy. So the biggest TV channels are basically shilling Bitcoin from the screen. So, of course, it affects the investment decisions because I guess way more people compared to 2022 or 2023 just discovered that cryptocurrency does exist as an asset. So same applies for media outlets for sure.
Yeah. Are there any special rules journalists need to follow when they report on cryptocurrencies?
I guess I already named a couple of them in the beginning. To keep it short, verify everything, double check, triple check if needed. No one will notice. No one will beat you if you will publish an article 5 minutes later when your competitor, just because you spend your time for checking and verifying the source. What else? Make sure you understand the topic you're covering, because again, like many people in the field, especially the newbies, they write about things they don't understand at all. So it shouldn't work like this. Again, in my opinion, like in ideal universe, provide the balanced view. Again, we talked about it like a couple minutes ago, because everyone had their favorites, and so we should stay away from it. And don't overhype things. Journalists have to understand they have the power to influence people's minds. So again, if they want to do it, being in a media field is not for them.
Yeah, because I can imagine sometimes it could be quite reactionary as well, you know? Yeah. So with do journalists face security concerns when reporting on cryptocurrencies, especially considering the possibility of cyber threats?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I store the recorded interview separately and transcribed it myself, not with the help of interns. But to be serious, it should be the default practice for both journalists and media outlets to secure the sensitive information. So 2FA, protected storages, and so are basically a must. So an advice tip for aspiring journalists, make sure your workplace provides such instruments and follow these kind of practices.
So what if a journalist works for a media outlet that doesn't really have that in place? You know, what would you advise them?
Go to the editor-in-chief or everyone else who's in charge of that and advise on that, because leaking of sensitive information can lead to very big problems for the whole company.
Yeah, that's very true. How do journalists balance the need to report news quickly while making sure it's accurate, right?
Well, again, I understand that speed is one of the key factors in the media field because it's highly competitive, it's very fast, but personally, I would never allow to publish a thing without verifying it. Again, we saw the effect of unverified news on the market many, many times. Again, EDF is an example. So do we really want to see it more often? I don't think so. But if you have the fact-check info, just not enough information at the moment, just publish the breaking, like a couple sentences, or use your social media channels to cover it and expand the topic later. It's like not rocket science.
Cool. And what steps can journalists take to build trust and credibility with their audience when reporting on cryptocurrencies?
Well, it's a complex one, and it's a big work that takes a lot of time, honestly. It happens naturally when you deliver quality content, when you distribute it very smartly. So don't rush. Like, rush never helps. Just take your time. Just make sure you're providing the great work and people will follow.
Yeah, because I guess the aim is always to be a trusted source, right?
Yeah, sure. Also, medias have to understand that people remember bad things for a long time. For example, you made a couple mistakes. You published unverified news that led to something bad and made some damage to someone's reputation. And unfortunately, even if you publish like 100 great articles per day, people will remember only the bad ones. It's our nature. We can change it.
Yeah, definitely. Are there any particular skills or knowledge areas that aspiring crypto journalists should focus on developing?
Yeah, sure. I'd say the first one is a technical knowledge. If you're just an aspiring journalist, it doesn't have to be super deep in the very beginning. But with time, you'll have it for sure if you're really interested in working in this field. What else? I'd say understanding the current market narratives, because I can understand that people do love to work with particular topics, for example, but sometimes these topics are just not relevant to the current situation on the market. What else? Communication skills, because you will probably have to work with many experts, projects, and so on. And if you're liking it, your chances to make an exclusive or find like brilliant piece of information are decreasing, sure.
Yeah, and they've also got to be, I guess, people friendly as well, you know, to build that rapport, right? Before we wrap things up, I just wanted to check if you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with us.
Yeah. One more thing for aspiring writers. Please, if you consider making a career here, don't over rely on AI. We use it a lot for sure in our work, and we all understand it's here to stay. We all understand it's a great tool that can help you in many, many ways and can be extremely attractive, especially for aspiring journalists. But the audience, no matter if it's a crypto market or like any other market or like any field, the audience still value human touch, still values the expert opinion and deep understanding of the topic. And also any skilled editor will recognize it very easy.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Because I see a lot of writers right now and you can tell that it's AI written. Right.
Yeah. If you see piece that's starting from in the fast paced world of cryptocurrency, you can be like 100% sure.
Or they have like words like esteemed.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. There are many. Yeah. However, also.
Daria, we really appreciate you being part of our discussion on crypto journalism. Thank you so much for being here. To all our fantastic listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. Don't forget to express your support by liking, subscribing, and sharing this episode. Thank you for tuning in, and until we meet again, stay well.